I'm joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this afternoon's 3-1 win over Pagham in the FA Cup. Stuart, was that the jump start that our season needs?
I hope it is. You know, we looked a little bit more about us today, a little bit more energy. And again, we've created a lot of chances. So winning's the most important thing in the FA Cup. There's a bit of prize money. And I hope that we will kick on from there.
You said of James Rose last week that he was the key to our season, and you left him on the bench today. Why was that?
Just to protect him a little bit. He's under a bit of pressure because we expect him to score goals. He's not right physically, so I've just said to James he just needs to relax a little bit. He's got a big place, a big role to play at the football club over the course of the season, and I stick by what I said last week. But what you don't do is you don't put people into situations where they bury themselves, and I think James would have done today if he'd missed a couple of chances early in the game like he did late in the game. It's just about using the squad, and I'm sure that James will bang in 25 goals this season. I'm confident of that when things can turn around.
Maz came back today. It looks like he was playing a free role. Is that where you envisage he'll continue to play?
I think in the main, yeah. I mean, he'll do two things for us, Maz. He'll create chances and he's capable of taking chances. I played him kind of free with Tony Reid today, but also asked him to create width for us on the left, which I think he did. Maz has been someone who's been at this club and he loves the club, but he's got such talent and such quick feet, he possibly at the right club could play at a higher level. But I've asked Maz to be part of trying to take us back up the pyramid. Worked hard this week. I mean, he's had a couple of other offers, but we've managed to secure him. And he's a player, I think, if we use him right and we're a little bit patient, because he does try to score World Cup goals, you know, time and time again, but if we're a little bit patient, maybe Maz will bang in 15 or 20 goals as well.
You gave Martin Lee the captain's armband today. After he got sent off last week, do you think he's got the right temperament for that role?
I'm trying to educate Martin. Martin's a frustrated young player. And give him the armband as part of that education. He knows this is a big football club, and we're just asking him to show what he's capable of as a football player rather than, you know, as an angry individual. And I think there's an element of gamble in every decision you make, but I think Martin today showed captain qualities. He created a number of opportunities, including the ball through for Tony Reid's goal. Took his own goal well. He started the game well. He started the second half flying. And to be honest, I think their players just couldn't deal with Martin at all. And another referee might have sent a couple of them off. But answering your question, you know, there's an element of gamble. But I think Martin showed today that there's captain qualities in there, if he'd only, you know, sort of show them.
Steve Windegaard had a solid game in goal. He made a great save in the first half. Given Luke Garrard's inconsistent start to the season, does that give you a selection headache ahead of Saturday?
It does, to be honest, because, you know, every time Steve's played for us, he's been solid. Luke's probably in a little bit of the same situation as James Rose at the moment, to be honest. I think he's got a major role to play at this club, which is why I signed him. But again, you know, we got to use the right people at the right time. And at a much higher level than we are here, number one goalkeepers, if you want that term, have had to sit out for a while. And I set the challenge to Steve Windegaard when I signed him to, you know, to shift Luke. If he does it this early and he stays in there and we keep winning games, it makes my job quite easy, actually.
Overall today, can you sum the game up? Delighted, I guess, to be...
Absolutely delighted. Delighted for the players, for the fans, for the club in general. A lot of work to do. By no means is that perfect. But there were very pleasing aspects in the game. The work rate, the passing and moving, we created loads of chances again. I mean, it might have been 6 or 7, but winning is everything.
Scott Corbett got booked in the first half. The goalkeeper went down, delayed reaction. How frustrating is that to watch when it looks like someone may be play acting to get a player booked?
What I will say on the goalkeeper's count, he came for the ball, it's a 50-50 ball, and Scott caught him. He's got stud marks on his hip. The thing that disappointed me about it was the ball was there to be won. The referee wasn't going to do anything. It was only when their player reacted to Scott that suddenly the referee gets involved. That disappoints me greatly because we get a yellow card and they got nothing. And yet again, I mean, if I go back to an incident in the game against Horsham, Dean Lodge skinned a guy on the edge of the box. Their guy brings him down with his arms and the referee doesn't speak. It seems like referees have got their eye on us, but not on them. Now, that's not excuses, it just seems that way at the moment. I've asked the players to forget about referees and get on with the game.